Starting today, any Massachusetts resident or worker who cannot safely practice physical distancing in public must wear a mask or a face covering. The rules do not apply to children under the age of 2 or people who can't cover their faces due to a medical condition. To better understand what this could mean, we're joined this morning by Dr. Sharon Wright, Senior Medical Director of Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Dr. Wright, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Thanks for having me.
So let me start this way. How effective do you think this statewide mandate on masks will be?
I think that it will be effective in a few ways. For most of us who don't wear masks regularly, it's a reminder to keep that social distancing going as much as possible. It also reduces the chance of touching your face after touching surfaces that might be contaminated by others. And I think especially as we head into allergy season, it helps block droplets from if I were to sneeze or cough, from getting to the person who's nearby, and hopefully theirs will do the same for me. I think the one thing that we're not sure of with these cloth face coverings is how much it reduces transmission of viral particles that we might breathe in from the air and from others. It really depends on the material that's used and the size of the particle. But even knowing that, it may have some effect, and I think it's a good thing for us to try as we think about reopening.
Are the transmission risks the same for when people are indoors versus outdoors?
Outdoors, it's really a safe place to spend time, and especially since all of us have been so cooped up and the weather's getting nice, it's a large space. So the efficiency of how the virus transmits is dependent on the size of the space, the air circulation, and there's sunlight outside that provides some UV that might help kill the virus. So even if the virus particles are in the air, they'll diffuse more in open spaces. It's still important to avoid crowded events in public areas, just like it would be inside, but it's much easier to do that social distancing and avoid small cramped spaces with little air circulation when you're outside. So I do think that it is safe and probably safer to spend some time outdoors.
You know, you hear about people who are spending a little time outdoors just to get outside, who see runners and cyclists going by who are not wearing face masks. Should they be?
And, you know, it may be hard for some people who are exercising to wear face masks. If you can, it probably will provide some of that protection. There have been some studies that show when people are coughing or breathing hard that maybe that you can push virus a little further, but we don't know how that equates to transmission. So, again, it's a large open space, and whatever virus is out there will probably diffuse further and be less likely to transmit, but we just don't know. I mean, the only study that I think has been making the rounds was one that was really a simulation and not done with real people, just looking at how particles transmit in a wind tunnel. And I think that's something a lot of people have picked up on. But, I think as long as you're trying to keep back from each other and try to keep social distancing as much as you can when you're outside, and I have good respiratory etiquette and hand hygiene, then I think that should work. And I guess the other thing is to remember to stay home when you're sick. So if you're not feeling well, especially if you're coughing, you probably don't want to be out running near other people.
You know, you make me wonder when you say all that, is this face mask requirement more designed to make us feel better, to make us feel safer, even though it might not actually have an impact in that way, an actual medical impact to reduce the coronavirus spread?
I think the issue is that we don't know how a cloth mask works compared to a medical mask, which we do know the filtration properties of. But again, it will, most of the transmission is from large respiratory droplets, especially when we cough or sneeze. And so those tend to fall off after 6 feet. And I do think that wearing a cloth face covering will stop that from going as far and block that. So it definitely will protect others from me if I cough or sneeze. What we don't know as well is how the air that I breathe in will be filtered, and that depends on the material and other factors. But I think if everyone is wearing a mask and trying to stand apart as much as they can, then there would be a reduction in virus. So I do think it will have some effect. It's just not 100% protective, so we want people to remember all of the other factors.
All right, quick answer to the last question, cloth face masks. How often should we be cleaning them, washing them?
I would say washing them once a day, just to make sure that they're still clean and you're putting it back on your face, hasn't gotten contaminated if you did touch it on the outside.
All right. Dr. Sharon Wright, Senior Medical Director of Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.